If I don't get a pancake witch soon, I'm calling the authorities and having you both arrested for kidnapping and conspiracy.
I don't know how you eat pancake witches. They look disgusting.
I can only assume from your cavalier attitude that you have yet to partake in the wonderment that is the pancake witch. Let me enlighten you. What happens is the one true god grows pancake witches on trees in the Elysian fields using a mystical incantation. He then proceeds to magic them down to your local eatery where whatever societal reject Grill World has rescued off the dole that week gently wraps them in cellophane and passes them along to you, the fortunate consumer. You proceed to ingest this finery in the vain hope that your obviously overmatched taste buds can somehow comprehend the delectable intricacies that face them. Is that egg? Why, yes. Yes, it is.
And bacon, too.
But wait, did they? They didn't. Yes, they did. They did indeed. They added cheese. And then, my friend, they wrapped it in a sumptuous pancake bun. As your taste buds try to process that amazing piece of information, it hits them. The syrup nugget.
The motherfucking syrup nugget.
It announces itself with a burst of confectionery grandiosity.
Like the witch your talent has never seen.
So, you like him?
Allow me to rephrase. If you ever speak ill of the pancake witch again, I will personally come to your home and force feed you one while I fuck you in the ass with the wrapper as a condom and then donkey punch you when the infused syrup nugget explodes.
Can we talk more about the sandwich buffet?
You know what? That's a genius idea. It really is. How has nobody ever thought of that? I mean, you got all kinds of buffets. You got the Chinese buffet. You got, like, you know, salad bar buffets. Nobody's ever, like, just made a buffet entirely out of, like, sandwich shit. Like, meats and cheeses and fucking, like, 10 different breads.
I mean, sauces and lettuce and all the vegetables.
I mean, somehow.
And if you're going to do it, you got to do it right and do it 24 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Someone may want a sandwich buffet at 3 a.m.
Sometimes you just want a fucking sandwich, you know? You wake up in the middle of the night and you're like, fuck, man, wish there was a sandwich buffet that was open all the time. The only person that could somehow make this into a non-profitable thing is Napier.
How are we going to do this?
Napier, how can you make this not profitable? I mean, it'll involve, you know, somebody fucking somebody with something, I would imagine.
Horse cum radish.
Oh.
Is that like the special sauce, the secret, the house blend?
But yeah, you want a specific person to go get the horse cum, I'm sure.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
Can that be your responsibility? No, not me. No, you.
Yeah, I mean, you got to hire somebody that you're not fond of to be
there. I don't think minimum wage these days, like $7.50?
Yeah. But
you think someone would go fetch horse cum?
But Napier's theory.
Oh, just for the work experience.
Do you think they do it for 40 hours a week?
Napier's theory was that you have to pay them well or else they won't do it. I mean, you know.
Or do it bad.
I mean, like, with the dildo.
How do you fetch horse semen poorly?
With, like, well, you got
to. He's all half-assed. He comes in. He reeks of pot. He's like,
okay, so
I'm going to go jerk off this horse.
So, I mean, like, the horse.
While I do it.
What would you say? Horse semen radish?
Yeah.
The horse semen radish would just, like, be an option. I mean, it wouldn't be, like, mandatory on every sandwich that you have horse semen
radish. No, but it's pushed. Right? Like, they used to do at McDonald's with the French fries. Like, oh, would you like some horse radish with that?
Horse semen radish.
No, you don't say horse semen.
It's like
a filler, like they do at Taco Bell.
It's just it's just in there.
Yeah, it's
our. Don't necessarily advertise that they're semen.
Yeah. So it's like
it's still like horse is not in quotes. Like it's.
I wonder what the FDA limit to semen is in food. I mean, is there a certain,
I bet there is. I bet there's like a threshold.
Because, I mean, I read some that said that, you know, there's a certain amount of like crushed up bugs that can be in food.
And rat shit.
And rat shit?
And sawdust. And, well, apparently, you know, the Taco Bell beef thing, obviously they got like sand in that.
Yeah, well, my favorite part of that is when they were saying, it's actually 80% beef and the rest is our secret. be like, oh. Well.
Yeah. But you know what?
I think balls on that dude, by the way. Just how the fuck do you...
Our secret?
How do you... the guy's out there making a statement to his taco-eating public that says, you know, this is our meat and it's not shit, but by the way, there's a good near 20% of it that you can't know about.
Yeah. And you know what? The thing is, he didn't say our secret blend of, you know, herbs and spices and seasonings. It was like, no, that's our secret. Blank.
End of conversation. That's the commercial.
Speaking
that
of
was
restaurants,
the commercial.
Seeing as it's Black History Month, I was thinking about something, and I wanted your guys' opinion on this. Of course, I'm not a black man, and so I don't know, you know, the black man's rationale. But if a restaurant were to advertise, hey, it's Black History Month, so all black people get a discount, would they be pissed off about that, you think?
I don't think so.
Like, do you think they'd be mad? Like, they'd be like, wait, why are you singling us out? Or do you think they'd be like, fuck yeah, you know, discounted McNuggets.
Right, it's reparations. Yeah, you know, they're like, hell yeah, about goddamn time.
What if it was owned by a black dude? Then it's not really reparations if, you know, he's doing it.
And the other question is, could someone get away with that? Or, like, would there be complaints? Like,
no.
By white people.
No.
White people be like, okay, hey, you're you know, giving discounts.
He's doing it.
And the other question is, could someone get away with that? Or, like, would there be complaints? Like,
no.
By white people.
No.
White people be like,
okay,
hey, you're you know, giving discounts to, you know, black people and not us.
Well, there was actually, I believe there was a Supreme Court case about that. It was... I think it might have been just at the state level or not. I'm not sure if it was a state Supreme Court case or an actual Supreme Court case. You know those lady nights where they get free drinks?
Yeah.
Somebody actually took a bunch of bars to court over that, over sexual discrimination.
Huh.
And lost.
And lost.
Yeah.
What? Why?
Apparently...
I guess bars can give discounts to whoever the fuck they want.
Yeah, I think it's a thing of where they can give discounts, but they can't charge more or tell them they can't eat there.
Oh.
They can charge whatever they want to whoever they want, but, yeah, they just can't...
I think it also depends on where this restaurant is.
Yeah, because, you know, like, if it's in Ladue and it's, like, kind of tongue-in-cheek, like, hey,
hey,
black people, come on. If we happen to see a black person, we'll treat you.
And then, like, the one, like, well-educated, rich black guy that goes in there is, like, really offended when he goes, like, are you kidding me? Like,
yeah.
You know, like, that I could see being...
I mean, like, what if they called it, like, the Negro special? The Negro special.
Well, is Negro offensive?
I don't know. See, it goes back and forth. See, because I've seen it be... you know what? You know what word needs to come back? Jigaboo. You don't hear... I mean, you used to hear jigaboo all the time. That word's so much fun to say,
isn't it?
That
was a 70s word. That's like spear chucker.
But I love it.
What about Mooley? He was trying to say Mooley would be a good one.
Yeah, Mooley's an old one. That's older than
the Shwoogies.
The Shwoogies, yeah. That's like 30s.
I mean, like,
nobody says that
anymore.
I don't
think that any black person would actually be bummed out if they were called a jigaboo. I think it's just a funny word.
Really?
It just sounds funny.
No, that's still in recent memory. People would remember. I don't think they'd remember Shwoogie.
Yeah.
Nobody, I don't think people remember that one.
I don't even know.
Now
that
we're on the subject
of
black people, I'm just kind of going back and forth. What the fuck? Did anybody ever notice that the original Power Rangers, they made the Black Ranger the black dude and the Yellow Ranger the Asian broad? Do you think that was a coincidence?
And the Red Ranger was kind of like Native American looking. He was kind of red.
Do you think they did that on purpose? Do you think they were like, yo, they're going to call this dude the Black Ranger anyway. We might as well just make him black.
Right, because it would be confusing if you're like, oh, the Black Ranger. Wait, the red one or the
like,
one who's
when
actually
when they were passing
black,
out costumes, they were like, oh, let's do all the primary colors. You know, red, blue, yellow. And, oh, you know, we got a girl. She'll be the Pink Ranger. Oh, you're black. Black. You know?
Yeah, we had, like, the one black kid in the neighborhood growing up and, like, whenever we played Power Rangers, he was forced to be the Black
Ranger. Did he want
to
be the other Rangers?
Yeah, he was like, yeah, because, like, you know, the Black Ranger wasn't, like, the leader or anything or the coolest. He was just the black guy.
He was like, hey, dude, I want to be the Blue Ranger. I don't know.
You're the Black Ranger, dude. It's like if we're playing Ghostbusters, I want to be Egon. Sorry, bro.
Yeah.
You're not Egon.
You're kind of a dumb shit. What if everybody was fat?
You're Ray. That's just the way it goes.
What if everybody was fat and he was the only skinny one?
But he was still black?
Yeah, but he was still black. Everybody
He's
else
still
is
Ray.
Fat. Like Bill Murray fat.
He's still Ray, though, and no matter what, if we're playing Ghostbusters, he's
but
Ray.
He's the skinny one. He should be Egon.
But unless, I mean, if he has, like, the whole skinny and, like, glasses nerdy thing going, maybe. But I'm pretty sure he's Ray.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Ray was a big dude. What if he's not a big dude?
But he was also black.
Yeah, but he was also, like, a big dude. He wasn't a skinny dude.
So, well, but I mean, like, what if we're all fat and we're playing Power Rangers? They were all pretty fit guys doing, like,
they weren't that fit. I don't know about all that.
Well, I mean, they were, like, relatively, you know.
No, it was Bill Murray and...
No, I switched back to the Power Rangers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, none of the Power Rangers had guts or anything. They're doing gymnastics and whatnot. So, like...
Well, I think one of them does hardcore porn now, like gay
the
porn.
Pink one?
No. One of them does MMA.
No, it's the red one. The red one
does... Oh, yeah, the red one. The I red think he does gay porn.
Yeah, he does gay porn.
Porn.
I think the black one maybe does MMA.
No, the guy that was the White Ranger, or the Green Ranger,
Tommy?
And the White Ranger.
I think Tommy.
Tommy.
Yeah, the red one. Yeah.
He's trying to do
it.
Wouldn't you be extra motivated to whoop that guy's ass, seeing as he was a Power Ranger?
I'd have to bust out, like Zordon. I'd have to, like, say something, like, you know, as I was kicking his
Where's your Megazord now, bitch? You know, that's pretty lame. But,
do you remember when the Pink Ranger got into some shit because some photos of her snatch leaked out on the internet?
No, I don't remember that.
The internet was leaking snatch photos back in 1998 or whatever?
Yes, they were.
I'd like
to. 1996?
I mean, as soon as computers were invented, it
Do you remember when the internet was so slow that, like, you had to watch the picture slowly?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, about season 10 days.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is!
You know, I really feel as though that, you know, gave us... I mean, now it's so fast. It's like, you know, like... I want to, you know, see a big black dick going in a little white asshole, and, you know, it's there.
And then there's, well, that's just there, then it's, boom, there's 100 different.
Yeah, and I mean, you have one to choose from, so you'd be like, you know, that big black dick isn't big and black enough, you know, and you just go on to the, but, you know, when we were, in the first discovery period of the internet, and, you know, you had to slowly, I think it made us appreciate it more, because, I mean,
you weren't
so, you know, like... Click, 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 click. I mean, it was like, you really invested in that.
You were way more selective. You were not just clicking every freaking picture that popped up. You had to, like...
The 30-second real-time clips that you had to loop. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
I hated all of that. Every part of that was horrible. Because when you went to a site that actually had thumbnails on it, instead of just, like, a picture with some numbers on it, or a picture with a description on it... You would actually, there's a thumbnail, like, oh, that, you click on it, I was like, that doesn't look anything like what I thought. What did I just wasted 5 minutes of doing this? Now I gotta sit there and jerk off because I'm half hard right now, and the fucking shit that I have to put up with just beating it. Just horse shit.
Well, gathering porn has evolved, hasn't it? Like, from that and Usenet groups, and like, what's like the, now people are being sued for, like, sharing porn,
yeah,
while sharing music.
I mean, now you don't even really have to download it. I mean, there's so many streaming sites.
Oh,
now.
Did you
RedTube
hear about that lawsuit?
X-Hamster. X-Hamster is my current one that I've been using.
Like EX?
Just X-Hamster.com. And X-Videos and RedTube and YouPorn. And, I mean, you don't even have to download it anymore. They're everywhere.
The people who...
I'm sure they're all infecting my computer with lots and lots of bad things, but I mean, you know, then you just get a new computer and put more porn on it.
Right. It's a never-ending cycle.
The people who run, like, YouPorn and RedTube, they got sued in California from a bunch of porn makers because they said that if they're giving away porn, it's anti-competitive because the porn industry can't compete with people giving away free porn.
Well, they're giving away their porn, too.
Yeah.
I think that's the difference. If they're giving away copyrighted porn, or if it's like them just shagging their, you know, girl.
Well, there's already laws against that. But their thing was specifically, like, say a girl gets on a webcam, shoves a dildo in her butt, and then puts it on, like, RedTube or whatever.
Yeah.
That's free.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to pay for that.
I wonder if, like, you know...
You think later she's going, God damn it, I wish I would have charged
I mean, that sets
that.
Sets a precedent, though. I mean, do you think that, like, prude broads will start suing, you know, skanky hoes and be like, you know, you're just giving it away for free?
It's anti-competitive. I can't compare this shit.
Yeah, I've been playing hard to get, and then they just go fuck you. I mean, you know, so.
More hookers. hookers? Who, yeah, they sue the skanky broads who just give it away.
You know that in the 50s and 40s, like, nearly 40% of American men lost their virginity to hookers?
You said 50 to...
In the 50s, 40? Or 40s and 50s, you know, like 1940s, yeah. 1950s, almost half of American men, like 40%,
is that like
lost their virginity to hookers.
Getting the easy one out?
Right, well, it's just that's what you did. You turn, yeah. You know, go...
Yeah, your uncle would take you down to the motel.
Right.
Get your bra.
Yeah, you're fired. Hey, son, you're going to be made a man today. This is Darla.
I mean...
She does good work. You know?
I've never been...
Here's her puss flaps.
I've never been like a hunter or like, you know, been like, you know, I'm going to go out and... But I mean, like, it just seems like if the thrill of the chase is gone and you just give a broad $20... takes all the fun out of it, doesn't it?
No.
I mean, there is the thing. No? It's just like you're done. You bust. You're like, peace out. You know, thank you.
I don't know.
Or not even... I mean, you don't even have to say
seems
thank
like
you. That's
if,
the thing.
If
She's
if
a whore.
If you know? Didn't earn it, it's not as... Not as fun. Maybe I'm...
I say you're wrong.
You're looking at me. You guys are both... Why are you both looking at me like
cause,
that?
Because, I mean, did you earn... The, when you get laid on Valentine's Day, did you earn that?
Yeah!
Yeah,
sure,
yeah,
God
you
damn it! I worked 5 hours of extra overtime. I deserve new snatch.
New snatch.
Yeah.
Are you talking about pay, like the paying for it?
Yeah.
I guess you did earn the money that you then went and spent.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm starting to see your guys' perspective on this.
My perspective is a blowjob's a blowjob is a blowjob. So I mean, earning it.
If
a girl walks up
to
you and
is
like, oh man, I gotta suck your dick, are you like, well, I don't know, I didn't really earn this,
you know,
you know?
You put something out there that she noticed, and so, you know, you must have done something.
Your animal magnetism
people
earned it for
don't
you?
Just blow people. I mean, that doesn't happen, does
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it does. How does Bobby
have
get
you
so
ever
many
been
blow
random blowed, no. Randomly blown? Randomly? Like, never. Come on now.
Never. No, I mean, like, you know, you've had to, like,
if
put
you're
something
at a party
out either
the,
in your
the
personality
drunk
or
just
you smell good or you've done something to catch someone's attention.
Right, never did they, like, randomly across from the bar walk up to me.
Penis
just,
must be in their mouth immediately. I mean, like,
maybe
something
not to
happened.
You ugly bastards.
I mean, it's not just, like... Someone walks out of their house and they're like, the next person I see, I'm putting their wiener in my mouth. I mean, that doesn't happen.
I wish it did.
And if it does, then you accomplished the feat of being that person. So even then, I mean, you still earn something.
This is like
well,
right
no,
place, right time.
Right,
you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes you just get lucky. I mean, I found a $5 lottery ticket in the parking lot the other day. I picked it up. I was like, fuck yeah, $5. And you know what? I earned it because... How many people probably walked by that lottery ticket and didn't even bother to pick it up? I bent down. Because
they were like, you know what? No one would
it's
leave
probably
a winning
a
lottery
loser.
Ticket
did you
on
check
me.
It?
Yeah, it's $5.
Did you check it?
Motherfucking $5.
Did you check it?
What do you mean, did I check it? I looked at it. It said, you won $5.
Oh, I thought you meant it was a five, like somebody paid $5 for a lottery ticket.
No. It was a $5 winner. I'm sorry.
Oh, someone dropped their winning lottery ticket.
Well, I'm sure they will be very sad about their $5.
They're probably like, pissed that they got this $5.
So what's new, buddy?
Nothing.
All right. I'm glad that we came to you, Paul.
Yeah, not too much going on. School. I'm in a Tolkien class.
Oh!
We are getting super in-depth into Lord of the Rings.
Oh, God! You have that class, too?
Yes.
Then do you guys you discuss it?
Yes.
Well, he discusses it to us, mostly.
Are there people that are really passionate about it?
Well, that's the
there?
Great part of it, because, like, I'm in somewhere in the middle. Like, I read the books when I was in high school, mm-hmm. or, well, junior high, something like that. And, like, I watched the movies, but, like, I haven't watched them again. You know, once was enough. And then there's the people in there who know everything about it, and, like, have read all these... addendums.
Don't read the Silmarillion. It is utter crap.
Right. That's what yeah. I've heard. It's bad. But like not, you know, but people have read that. And there's all these like the additional tales. And it's pretty fascinating actually. But some people are very into it. But then you also got the people who are like, well, this sounded better than Small Business. You know?
Yeah.
Like.
Oh, God, I forget his name.
Nygaard.
Nygaard, yes, yeah. Nygaard.
I had him in a history class, and he was awesome, and I was like, well...
What do you get a degree in to teach that class?
It's one of those electives.
It's interdisciplinary studies.
It's supposed to just teach you how to be in college.
But, I mean, do you? Can you just be like any fanboy off the street and teach that class?
No,
I mean he teaches history. He's a he's a social sciences professor,
and it, just for fun, he's like, fuck it, I'll teach a class.
This is for fun and probably.
Yeah, he enjoys.
I'm sure he makes money off of the class.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not just like a.
Right, he gets paid for it. Right, yeah. Obviously he's a teacher. But his American history class, he made us buy his notes. He wrote notes. He's like, here's the notes for the class. That's the book you have to buy. So, like, does that money go right to him?
Probably.
More than likely.
That would be a good gig. Like, if you actually, that's a really good gig. When you're, like, a big college, you write yourself a book, make all of your, charge, like, $150, and then make it required for every class you teach. You can't like, I got a bestseller. What's up?
Yeah, you can't really do that for a community college.
Well, not at a community college, but if you're at, like, you know.
Oh, by the way, for the ending presentation, I did the supposed copyright violations WoW has done compared to Tolkien's work. Oh, it was awesome. I got to sit up there for like 10, 15 minutes and just bitch about WoW, and it was awesome.
Yeah, I haven't decided what I'm going to do for that yet, but you know, I've been reading the books and whatnot.
Oh, it's awesome.
Actually, I've like read, you know, 900 pages over the past week and a half, which shows you how much I do there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I created a new show that I'm definitely writing this. Probably not, but you know,
a show.
Definitely, yes. I'm tired. There's 9,000 cop shows now. I mean, they just started a new one. They're in Chicago. That seems to be it now. They're like, okay, we're cops, but this is different because they're in Chicago, and so my show will center on a guy who he's a bit of a coxman. You know, he gets around.
Yep.
And
a coxman, like smoking cock?
No, like he fucks the broads.
Okay, oh, he's a player.
Yeah, he's a bit of a broad, you know, a philandering pee-pee, let's say.
He's a cockmeister,
and
he wields the cock.
He crosses the wrong broad, right? This broad's way into witchcraft and
voodoo.
Spells and voodoo and shit.
Does she
and
have
she
big
She puts a spell on him that, since all he does is think with his penis, that his penis will come to life and talk to him. And so the show is centered on a guy who has a talking penis. And him and his penis have, like, conversations through the whole show. And so, like, you know, while this guy's walking around, like, of course, you know, if it's going to be on any television station, you can't actually show the penis. So we'll have, like his pants, like, bounce around like a Muppet is in there.
You
like
could M. Night Shyamalan that shit.
And I'm thinking either Bobcat Goldthwait or Gilbert Godfrey as the voice of the penis. And
oh,
so
Bobcat.
The whole show is his inner dialogue between him and his penis, and like his penis helps him make decisions.
So is he mentally speaking to his penis or like?
No, I think
talking?
He should be physically talking.
Like, hey, buddy.
Yeah, and his penis talks back, and like people can hear his penis talking, and so like that will be the whole thing. Is like
you
know,
make awkward awkward moments.
Yeah.
You should M. Night Shyamalan that shit, and what you do is, the spell and all that other witchcrafty shit doesn't actually work. He's schizophrenic, and he has
so that'll
herpes.
So that'll be the big twist ending?
Yeah. The big twist ending is, he's lost his medication, and he's actually a homeless dude that follows people around in the city of whatever city you have him in.
I think maybe he should, like, purposely get herpes after, like, his penis pisses him off. Like, he's like, fuck you! You know what? I'm doing this. You know, like, this is happening to you forever.
Yeah, fucks an unclean broad in the anus and gets hepatitis.
Hmm. You ruined my idea just then with the... See, because now I'm thinking, you know, that's not a bad idea. But, I mean, that takes the whole dynamic.
That could be like season 6, though.
Oh, okay. So, you know, we'll have five and a half seasons worth of, you know, talking penis. I just want to see a talking penis on TV. I'm not going to lie.
Have you seen, not Borat, the gay Borat, the...
Bruno?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a talking penis in that?
Oh, yeah, Bruno, yeah, when his penis...
And it danced and sang.
Yeah. But no, you can't actually show the penis.
Well, they did on
you know,
that movie.
This show's going to be like on CBS or something, so you know.
It seems a little racy for CBS.
That, and I mean, I figure the penis will probably have some salty language.
I'm thinking FX.
Well, you can't.
I'm thinking cable. I'm not thinking.
Maybe you could just do like the old school, like beeping.
Maybe the penis is like and then trying to reform him. He's like, check it out. He's like, you shouldn't go around and just fuck all these broads anymore. He's like, no, you're doing this. So he, like, in effect, rapes his own penis when he goes and has sex with these broads.
Oh, so the penis is actually the voice of reason. That would bring a whole... See, because then the broad really fucked him up because, you know, he thinks with his penis, but then his penis is the one that's, you know, thinking right. logically.
And like, oh my God, and what if he's like, no, come on, we're trying to do this, and the penis is like, no, I'm going to stay flaccid tonight. Like, this is not happening for you tonight, buddy.
You just took that idea and... Took it from good to great.
Dude, that's just...
And the dude would take, like, rubber bands and pull them back like you did in elementary school. Just whip him in the penis.
And maybe, like, in order to get his penis to cooperate, he's got to find, like, a churchy broad. You know what I'm saying?
Churchy broad. Oh, no. Right. Somebody that's a good influence
right,
on him.
Right, he's like, I'll bone her.
He's lived a rough life, you know? I mean, he's gone
well,
after
there's
some
a reason. Matches. There's a reason he's after these. You know, he was hurt as a child. So
yeah,
he just,
I mean,
fucks
you know, there's some
bras.
Deep down shit that maybe he needs to address. Maybe he needs to get into
his
therapy.
His penis helps him with
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
He's like, look, you need to get past your inner demons.
I think we need to green light this. I think this needs to go right above Rape Dave. I'm thinking
to the top, to the tippy top,
right to the tippy top. I mean, we got some projects in the hopper.
Can
but
Rape Dave just be a character?
Rape Dave be a character?
No, like a cameo. Like
yeah,
cameos,
right.
yeah.
He shows up on the show from time to time.
And then spinoff.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Angel.
Yeah,
for not
exactly like Angel. Not shitty.
And with better acting and special
exactly
effects.
Exactly like Angel Napier. All right,
great. Awesome.
God damn, Angel was so fucking bad.
Well, Buffy was pretty awful. Laura's been watching Buffy on, I think it's on Sci-Fi or something. It's on at night, and for some reason that's always on when we go to bed now. It's like, oh, let's watch Buffy before bed.
You know, like...
And the acting is just awful, and
it's horrendous.
The choreographed terrible fighting is just awful.
That and Xeno, were like the two growing up that people like loved, and I was like, those were a bunch of like horrible.
Like two channels away, they play cop marathons and Busted and all that.
Friend of mine told me
that
he wanted to be on
Cops. Why?
He was like, well, it'd just be cool, you know, like if they were gonna bust in and arrest me, I'd like to be on Cops. And I was like,
you know,
well,
you mean like you're gonna be arrested anyway?
Not like, you know, he aspires to be.
Well, he
clearly seek them out.
But if for some reason he was to be arrested, he would hope they would be filming it.
He clarified it that way afterwards, but it just came out with, I want to be on Cops. What? Excuse me?
Well, I mean, some people have dreams. Can't just, you know, fuck their dreams. Although, you remember Dee Dee?
Dee Dee Too Cute?
Yeah, Dee Dee Too Cute. I think she could butt fuck men's nightmares.
What?
Yep.
The other thing that I was thinking just recently, and I don't remember, we were watching Pulp Fiction, I believe it was on like TV the other day, and I was really like thinking about it. You know, and this is like a common device in movies and TV shows, the mob boss who lends someone money. And then they can't pay back the money, and so he kills them or attempts to kill them. I mean, how many movies and TV shows has that been the plot line of?
Countless.
And the protagonist is always the one who borrowed money and couldn't pay it back.
He's always kind of sleazy as well. Like,
yeah, but I mean, for some reason,
he's borrowing money from a mobster. Yeah,
but like the question I have is, what way is that to run a business? I mean, like. If I lend you $50, and then on the way home, you die, I'm not getting my $50 back. I'm fucked. So, like, how is that a way to run a business to where, I mean, you're setting a precedent, like, other people will be afraid not to pay you back. But, I mean, like, if you just run around killing all the people that owe you money, won't you eventually run out of money?
No, it's like there's check cashing places.
It doesn't seem like they thought very far through.
Yeah, though. I mean, like, but I mean, this
don't is. Don't they start by, like, breaking knees and things, though, first? Like, they don't go right
but
to
even then, a dude with no knees ain't gonna go get a job and pay you back. Why wouldn't you call this dude up and be like, look, motherfucker, You owe me money. You've seen the movies. You know that people get killed for shit like this. Come over, cook me dinner. I'll take $20 off. You know, come over, mow my lawn. I'll take $20 off.
But that is like part of some of the
you're
movies.
Paying a Mexican to mow your lawn anyway. You might as well just have a guy who owes you money work some of it off.
No, but that I is agree. Some of the movies where the dude owes him a bunch of money, he has to go kill somebody.
And if like that's, he that's just refuses to contribute, I mean, you got to give the guy a chance. I mean, if his alternative is death, I mean, I figure he'll probably do some shit for you.
You're gonna make him just do like, you know, but I see, yeah, like, but you do really want this loser out there like mowing your lawn?
But I mean, if you
he's
think about
skeezy,
it,
yeah.
Like, even like if you kill the guy, I mean, you're not gonna, you know, soil your hands with this. You're gonna pay two big dudes, and you're probably paying them a lot because they're killing people for you. I mean, so I mean, like, how much are you paying these big dudes to go kill a guy who owes you money?
Doesn't seem very profitable.
It seems like a Napier plan. It seems like a Napier business proposal.
Actually, those little check cashing places where you got the title loans,
yeah,
they make a dick load of money.
But well, I mean, like, what do they ask for? Collateral? I mean, like, yeah. They come get your car. Well, pick up his car.
Well, this is what they
like,
do.
Fuck you, man. You know, we'll take $2,000 off what you owe me. You know, fuck you and your car.
Right.
Your piece of shit ass car. This car ain't worth nothing. But I'm gonna take it. I'm coming back tomorrow for your house.
What they do is
I think they should do toes and fingers.
They do that too. They do toes and fingers.
But how much is a toe and a finger worth? I mean, do
probably
you just
a lot
take
to the
toe
dude you're
or the
from.
Finger?
Well, you don't and, you don't reduce the bet by anything. You just take boom, chopping your pinky off. You
but
still
I mean,
owe me $2,000.
Oh, so that's like interest.
Right, right. That's the juice.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. See, I like the way we're going with this.
I'll take another.
I like the way you're going.
You could take at least two fingers off each hand,
and then they could probably still be productive.
And they'll still be all right.
Yeah, I mean, because I mean, you got to keep them working. You got to keep them doing something. I mean, if they need to like go rob a bank to pay you back or something, I mean, they got to at least you know be able to hold something. You know, I mean, they can't just go in there and be like you know three finger gym.
Well, maybe that's
and be
what
like,
you do. That, I mean, like, that's the plot of a lot of other movies is that the guy owes him money, so now you have to go like
the heist or something.
Right.
Yeah, but it's always. You know, he's going to kill you otherwise. I guess you got to put the fear in him. Otherwise, you know, there's no real sense of urgency.
Excellent.
That's some sweet J-pop.
Yeah. I didn't enjoy that.
Thank you.
I think the show is ruined.
I think it is. I think the whole thing
is done.
Done.
Nah. Have you seen this UFO that happened? I need to talk about this just really quickly. January 28th.
Don't make it really quickly because, you know, I don't have anything else to talk about.
Well, that's true. Okay. Well, you seemed like you had something you wanted to put up on there on the YouTube. So.
Oh.
Well, but this is on YouTube.
Napier owes us a karaoke. He didn't do one last week. So he didn't.
Have you seen this UFO video? You probably haven't. I don't know if you're looking at, like, current UFO videos. But it's in Jerusalem over, like, the Church on the Rock. It's crazy. It's caught on like four different cameras, caught it on tape. You should put it on, you know, check it out on YouTube. I want to kind of see what you guys.
Well, a light that goes over Israel. It's not a rocket or, you know, a jet plane or a fighter.
Yeah, I mean, you'll just have to look. You'll have to watch it.
It's a Israel UFO?
Look, Jerusalem.
Jerusalem
UFO. Taxing your spelling skills. How do you spell Jerusalem, Napier?
Fuck if I know. That's I failed that one. Class. You were in that class that I failed.
Try. I got it up here. Go ahead and take a stab at it.
No.
You're not even going to try?
No, I'm not even going to try.
I'll give it a shot.
Okay.
J-E-R-E.
Wrong.
Well, done.
Jeru. J-E-R-E.
That's what J-E-R-U.
J-E-R-U.
Can we put this on the main screen here?
Oh, you want to put it up here?
Well, so that we can all see.
January 28th?
Yeah, this was just recently. Well, yeah, you don't have to put it up. Yeah, that works as well. What is this? This is not the version I've seen. We might be seeing too many...
Is this nonsense?
No, this is fine.
Dome of the Rock Temple Mount.
And what we're seeing now is a view. There's just a light up in the sky. It's really nothing too crazy. It's just sitting there. It could be a star. Could be a helicopter.
I hear a bunch of IBBIDIBs in the background go,
right. And now it starts to kind of drop very steadily, which is weird. You know, that's not something Yeah. But, you know, still, you know, not that crazy. It's a, you know, helicopter and thing. And it hangs and it just kind of floats above this little building. And still nothing really, really too crazy for me here.
Maybe it's a guy on a jetpack.
Then
do you think that maybe this is from a movie like the Chinese used Top Gun?
Oh, I think we just missed something.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Maybe not. Oh, no. Okay,
whoa.
Here it is.
Whoa!
And then it just zips away. Now, actually, this... You should look for... There's a video that has, like, four different cameras all. It shows, like, one side is this, the first view, and one side is this one.
They're just
and then it just hangs in the sky. But basically, it drops real low above this building, hangs there for a second. There's a couple big flashes of light, and it shoots out of the screen just insanely fast. Faster than I really, you know, I've seen rocket launches from Florida and whatnot on TV.
Could that be?
That's kind of, I mean, what I was thinking. Most of these are like really easily like, oh, that's just, that's nothing. That's nothing interesting.
Uh-huh.
Or it's like one guy and he, you know, photoshopped it or edited it or whatever. And then this is, there's like four different cameras that all saw this and like all from different angles and different places in the... Oop, and there it's gone.
They must have heard of the Negro discount.
So what do you think? I mean, isn't that kind of crazy? Or do you have any ideas? Okay. This is the question. Give me any idea what it is.
All of the shots are from what could be miles away from this thing. How about... So there are thousands and thousands of people in Jerusalem. I'm pretty sure cameras are pretty much disposable by now. There's got to be somebody with an actual picture, camera, something going on of it within a good 100 yards.
Well, there wasn't anybody within 100 yards of the World Trade Center.
What about
thing?
A spotlight on a
kite? Oh, here's another the other camera version. This one's closer. Now it's just you know, a closer zoom in. You see it above the building. And this is apparently one of, like, the most holy sites on the planet. So I wonder if, like, the fundamentalists are going crazy.
You think it's,
you know?
Jesus?
It could be. And here, watch when it goes away. This is the craziest part.
What the fuck was that?
And this
is
just...
90s are going nuts.
Holy fuck, man! What the fuck was that? Just like what would it be? Any idea? Because I can't even think of something that would move like that.
Once again, I will say this: you don't get a clear picture of whatever it is. It's a ball of light. It could be anything.
But what do you think it could be?
Well, right,
I
like
have no idea.
That, like, you know what? That doesn't. I've seen like fireworks.
Well, the point
is... That didn't look like a firework. And, of course, you know, like, all the stuff around it is like, the government's hiding this from you, and like... But, I mean, who cares about that? I mean, it's just kind of crazy.
You mean, like, you think the government, like, has alien friends that they invite over sometime? Or?
I don't think this, but, you know, it's the internet, so people are like...
But, I mean, what would be the logic behind the government hiding that? I mean, like, why...
This is too much for us to know, man. The chaos that would ensue?
What chaos?
Oh, man, if there's aliens around, I gotta get me a gun. So I'm gonna go fucking start a riot. Get me a gun.
Why would you start a riot?
Because I don't have to pay for the gun.
Oh. Well, I mean, why is that different than any other day?
Yeah.
Because there's not aliens.
You know what I'm saying? The aliens got zappy guns. I mean, they don't give a fuck about your little
how do you
piece
know
of
that?
Shit guns.
Well, I mean, I guess if they're like...
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you a question. In our little galaxy, how many planets or suns do you think there are?
There's so many. There's a ridiculous amount. Billions.
So what are the chances that there are life that are on the same level as we are or more advanced?
High.
So you're already assuming there are aliens within our little galaxy.
I do.
Why does their proximity to us matter that drastically?
It doesn't.
Well, you said you'd go riot.
Well, if they're like here, saying, "Hey, we're coming."
No, they didn't say, "Hey, we're coming." That was a ball of light that nobody knows what the hell it is. You can't say it's aliens.
Well, right. I mean, I'm not rioting now.
Well, I'm just saying.
If the time were to come where, like, you know, Obama comes on TV and he's like, America, the aliens are coming. You know, they're coming to get us. The war is going to be on our home front. Chaos, man. I'm fucking flipping out.
I'm not too worried.
I'm going out to a remote area.
Have you seen what nuclear warheads do? I'm not too worried about it.
You don't think that's more likely to just fuck our... We're fighting on our planet. You can't just nuke us.
We have things that go into high orbit that won't even matter.
What was it
in space?
Mars Attacks. Didn't we just use, like, yodeling music and all their heads exploded?
I loved Mars Attacks. We come in peace. Take us to your leader. Like, they have this, like, translator that translates everything they say into a positive thing. It's totally off. They're like, we're here to help you.
Don't run. We're your friends. We want hugs.
Right.
Has that ever happened, like,
Oh, that was creepy.
Has that ever happened in a movie where, like, the aliens landed and they were just, like, cool with us?
There was a TV show on recently.
Star Trek.
Well, they didn't land on Earth. That was, like, in the future. And we were just like, yeah.
No, that was in the past.
But there's still aliens that were pretty pissed off.
Yeah, the first contact movie.
Do you remember that one?
I mean, I've seen it.
But I mean, just like a movie that, like, the aliens landed... And they didn't have, like, a ulterior motive. They were just like, dude, let's fucking hang out.
There's a TV show that's out, right? Like, that just ended the first season like that.
V? No, because those are bad people.
The Event, I think.
The Event? Oh, I never watched that. Is that about aliens?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's called The Event.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of aliens.
The government
caught him and, like, won't let him go. And they look like us, and they talk like us.
And they just wanted to hang out.
They live way longer. And, like, well, they won't...
I guess District 9 was kind of like that.
Not really.
I mean, like, we were dicks to them, but they just kind of wanted to hang out and...
Yeah, they were just... Yeah. You know, they were like animals, almost. They didn't even...
They were like, dude, we just want to fucking chill here, you know, if that's okay with you.
Wouldn't a movie about aliens that come to Earth and are happy and friendly, wouldn't that be just kind of like a movie about a dude eating a sandwich?
There's an 80s, not sitcom, but like...
ALF?
No, like Alien Nation.
Yeah, Alien Nation.
There's like alien cops and alien human cops working together.
But I guess ALF,
I think it was
too.
A cop drama with aliens.
I know. I guess, ALF. ALF just wanted to hang out and eat cats.
Yeah. Have you seen Alf being really racist?
Yeah, when he just yelled out the N-word a whole bunch for no real apparent reason.
What? I didn't see that one.
You didn't see that?
No.
It's not like actually on an episode. It was like
outtakes for some reason.
He
was, you know, like
he just apparently the actor was very racist, and he liked to make Alf say racist things.
Wouldn't you if you were
in Alf's voice? It was great.
If you were like a shitty TV show puppeteer, wouldn't you do it too?
It would be great.
Put just record yourself saying all kinds of terrible things and put it in a Teddy Ruxpin.
I'd be doing that for years. Like, if that guy's still alive, he should do that now.
Do you remember
like Alf Reed's whatever, you know?
Do you remember the dude on America's Funniest Home Videos, that old dude who used to announce shit? Like the old announcer voice dude?
No, I don't.
You don't?
Absolutely.
Now, did you ever watch American Funniest Home Videos when you were little?
Yeah, it was Bob Saget, wasn't it?
Yeah. Do you remember the old dude that used to introduce shit?
Nope.
At the beginning of the show?
Well, what about him? He's racist?
He used to just... There was a recording that came out of his outtakes.
Our next video has a bunch of colored fellas in it.
No, he would start
watch
something.
These darkies hit each other in the nuts.
He would get a list of shit that he would have to say, and then he'd fuck it up somehow, like he'd stutter or something. He was like, oh, god damn it, I fucked this shit up. And you hear just this string of obscenities for like 10 minutes over one outtake. He's like, fuck, start it again. And he's like, he does it in his announcer voice. He's like, god damn it, that was shit. We gotta do this again. Fuck this. And he's like, oh, fuck it, I'm going home. I'm coming back tomorrow. Fuck all you. And just constant screaming curse words. It was awesome.
It sounds awesome.
It was like Bob Saget. Do you remember his first comedy special that he did?
Yeah, it was incredibly not funny, but it had a lot of cuss words in it.
Yeah, but the reason it was funny was because you didn't expect it from Bob Saget, who was... the dad on Full House.
Yeah.
Bob Saget's part in The Aristocrats was probably one of my favorite favorite versions of the joke was one of Bob Saget's.
Oh, yeah.
I was listening to the Nerdist podcast the other day, and they were talking about there's a DJ in Los Angeles that goes by the name DJ Tanner, which is awesome. And so there's an indie band in Los Angeles also. It's Ted Danson, like dancing, only Danson. It's about D-A-N-C-I-N.
I saw your Twitter.
That's pretty fucking awesome. Ted Danson. There's also the Tony Danza Tap Dance Extravaganza, which is also a cool band name.
I didn't see that.
Do you ever listen to the Ricky Gervais show?
Yeah.
I don't.
That thing is awesome.
Oh, man. Oh,
all they do is rip on this ridiculous one like you're a retarded kid.
He's, oh, man. Oh, it's brilliant. It really is. And now he's got An Idiot Abroad on the sci-fi.
I downloaded channel. All of those because I want to watch them.
It's that guy.
It's on the sci-fi channel?
It is. No, it's on the Science Channel.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Okay. Why would that be on sci-fi?
Science Channel. But yeah, the podcast, and he's also got a show on HBO, the Ricky Gervais show.
Isn't that just cartoon versions of the podcast?
Of the podcast, right. And it's them two ripping on this
near retarded kid.
Round-headed buffoon, you know. you're a moron, you know.
I listen to Jim Jeffries. It's Talking Shit with Jim and Eddie. And let me tell you something. Like, I listened to one of those the other day, and like, it made me uncomfortable. And, like, shit doesn't make me uncomfortable. But, like, this guy was talking about... he was talking about fucking a woman that used to be a guy. And, like, she didn't tell him ahead of time. But, like, this guy is talking about fucking a woman that used to be a guy. And he said that, like, he's fucking her in her fake vag. And, like, he feels dick meat still in there. And so he was like,
and I'm a large man, so it wasn't really, I was, you know, bottoming out on this guy's, you know, fake vag. And so I decide, I'm going to fuck this guy in his ass. And so, like, you know, he said that, like, his ass looked like an old truck tire or something.
And, like, just, like, as he was getting into such detail that I was, like, cringing, like, I was, like, squirming in my seat. And I was like, this doesn't happen to me. What's going on? But yeah, that show's really funny, and I listen to Nerdist pretty regularly, and you know, Corolla and Opie and Anthony.
Have you listened to Corolla's audiobook?
He has an audiobook?
No, well, it's his book, but it's not really, because he just like talks.
Yeah,
shit,
I've read
shit.
Some of the book, and I listen to the podcast pretty regularly. And he said, like, pretty much the audiobook has. You know, he reads. He says, "Oh, this chapter is about such and such," and then just
starts
goes off.
I've heard it's hilarious.
He, you know, it's funny because he said that, like, he, I mean, like, when you listen to the guy, you know, the guy's smart. I mean, the guy, you know, is really quick witted, but like he's kind of like, you know, admitted that, like, he's really, like, not good at reading or writing. Like, he's really, really, like, a poor reader and a poor writer because he didn't like. Graduate from high school, and that's just really interesting because he seems like such an intelligent guy. It's like
something smells delicious.
Yeah, I know. Laura's like baking a cake or something.
And that does that drive you nuts? Like all the time, just like
yeah.
And then you're like, oh, we got some cake. No,
you should tell that girl
not for you.
Yeah.
there's just always cake, and like it's funny because she's got into the whole, you know, baking thing, like. 2 days after I said, man, I need to lose some fucking weight.
And, let me start making delicious confectionaries, you know? Like,
it's like, now there's cake and cookies around, like, always. And there's nothing I can do about it. I mean, like, you know, you go down in the basement, there's cookies. You're eating those goddamn cookies. I mean, let's face facts. You're not going to say, no, I will not have a cookie. I mean, and then, you know, one cookie turns into eight, and then, you know, you've eaten all of the cookies.
Yeah, it's
and then you just feel ashamed of yourself.
It's like a passed-out broad on your couch with no panties.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You gotta eat it?
Exactly like that?
Yeah, exactly like that. You gotta eat it, then afterwards you're like, oh, no, I feel bad. I'll give her a dollar.
Paul, I have a question for you. I asked Napier earlier, and he didn't even know what the song was. And so, is the song "Rock the Cradle of Love," the Billy Idol song, is that about fucking young snatch? Is that what that song's about?
I
want to fuck young broads. Is that what that song? You don't know the song either?
I don't know.
Rock the cradle of love. No,
not a Billy Idol guy.
But you know the song.
No, I don't even think I do. I really don't.
I don't know the song either. I've never heard it.
But I mean, like,
it sounds like it, just by the name.
Yeah, I mean, like, what else could that song be about? I mean, like, what else could he be talking about? Other than, like, fucking young broads.
Maybe, like, it's like rocking the boat, you know? Like, when the boats are rocking, don't come a knocking, yeah. kind of. Like, he's rocking. But then there's the cradle part. The cradle's definitely...
Yeah.
I'm glad we touched on pedophilia. I mean, we felt like we were missing something.
I mean, we got about 50 minutes in, and I was thinking, hey, we hadn't mentioned it yet.
We already went... Did we do any rape? Like, with the rape Dave just, was brought up.
No, I mentioned rape. I
he just did. He out. Said something about passed out broads with no panties.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's not... Forget that's not rape rape. You know, that's like... I'll just that's a gray area rape.
That's not gray area.
It's not like you drugged her.
I mean, she's sleeping.
Right, she just passed out on her own. That's her fault. Why'd she pass out on the couch with no panties on?
What the fuck's her problem? What's she thinking? She thinking nobody's going to try to fuck her? I mean, you know, it's just there.
Well, depends on where she's at.
I mean, it's like dropping a $20 bill out in the middle of the mall.
Is no one going to pick it up?
What, is everybody going to say, oh, obviously that's not my $20 bill, so, you know, I'll just wait for the owner to come
back.
See,
what if it is?
Or you pick up the $20 bill and you're walking around the mall, excuse me, did you drop this? Excuse me, is this
your first person
bill?
You see, they're going to say, yeah, I did.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it? What if it's your $20 bill? How about that?
What are you saying? Like, is, well, I'm getting lost in the analogy. Are you talking about like it's your wife or something?
Right, right, or your girlfriend.
Okay. What?
Is that still, you know, rape?
She'd probably be pretty pissed off.
Or maybe she'd be like, fuck yeah. Like, would you be upset if you woke up?
No,
like,
absolutely not. So, like, maybe, this is a double standard, yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
she'd be like, oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
It's not really the same thing, I don't think. Is it?
What?
I don't think it's exactly the same. Because she's already given you permission before. Like, it's not like you're, like, snatching
it. No. So what you're saying is, although it may be rape, it's not, like,
rape.
Super rape.
Right.
There should be degrees of rape.
Oh my God, last night.
I mean, like, rape isn't, like, black or white. There's many shades of gray in the rape universe.
Neither's AIDS. Because rape AIDS is worse than regular AIDS, right?
Because, you know, you didn't get it from being irresponsible. You got it because you were raped.
Oh, yeah. Rape AIDS is way worse. We were discussing this last week.
Because AIDS are your fault. But rape AIDS, that's fucked up.
That sucks. I mean, you got AIDS? That sucks. Yeah. You were raped and you got... Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm totally with you. So, when they have, like, AIDS... You know, like, benefits and stuff, they should have rape AIDS benefits.
That's what we should start. Who could turn down? Hootie, we need you to show up and play our rape aid.
Yeah,
rape aids.
Yeah, I mean, be like, you know, because you know
what? You support rape aids? You know, you're not coming.
He'd be like, well, kind of, but no, that's the point.
What if they take advantage of the situation? What if it's just like this bra that used a whole bunch of like intravenous drugs, and then 5 years later got raped, and then they test her like, oh, by the way, you have AIDS.
She was like, well, let me.
So she doesn't know where it came from.
Yeah.
Well, or maybe she knows. She like, already she had AIDS. She didn't want to like, hey guys, I had AIDS.
Well, you know what'd be
but
really
then, like,
funny?
Funny
in a rapey kind of way. If a chick with AIDS got raped and gave the rapist AIDS,
like, fuck you, asshole.
They'd be like, ha ha. They should send in like you know suicide rape victims. You know, I mean, you know, why not? Just dress them up in slutty outfits and send them to bad parts of the neighborhood.
What if the guy sues the broad over entrapment?
What
if the guy sues the broad over entrapment?
Right. Well. Okay. So now, like,
look, you made that rape too easy.
So if you are a female with some AIDS,
yeah,
and you like take a bunch of roofies and go out to the club and get hammered,
yeah,
and then get date raped,
uh huh.
Like, could you get in trouble for that? Like,
I don't know.
No, ma'am. You went. Did you see the skirt you were wearing? You loaded yourself up with your own roofies. Like, no, you were trying to give someone AIDS tonight. You know.
Oh, it would be like that Guardian Angel show.
Like a less sci-fi version of the movie Teeth, with the chick with the teeth in her vag that bit off all the dude's cocks.
Right. This could happen.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we. Set this in motion. But you're right. The benefit for rape AIDS is much, you know, more. It's more sad.
Right. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You know, AIDS is like, well, it sucks, but
does AIDS have a color ribbon? Is red AIDS or no, pink is breast cancer?
Right.
What's red? Is red like drug free or something? Or
red might be AIDS.
Is red AIDS?
I think.
What should rape AIDS be?
Mauve.
What colors have we not used yet?
Maybe a black Because Rape AIDS is pretty bad. Like,
yeah.
No, I think Black's already taken.
For, like, Black... Oh, that's, isn't that someone died in the military or something?
No,
or,
no, no. There's,
like, there's yellow. Yellow's, yellow's for army people.
What are you doing? Don't do that. Whatever you're doing. We need a color for Rape AIDS. Stop doing what you're doing, I think.
I propose mauve.
Can you make Rape AIDS also share the, like, rainbow?
You know, that pisses me off that, like...
Or maybe AIDS should be the rainbow, and the, then you just co-op that for Rape
The gays, you were just like, you know what, fuck you. We got the whole color spectrum. You know, that's ours, you know?
There's but all together, though, who does that, other than the gays?
I don't know. I mean, they should just pick a color, and that should be their color.
Right? I so smell the delicious chocolate.
What? Yeah, it smells pretty good.
I'm so hungry right now.
Yeah?
Was that misogynistic enough?
What, the Rape AIDS thing?
Right.
No, all you're doing is pointing out that Rape AIDS is worse than regular AIDS.
Well, then we need to hit on misogyny at least once.
Can there be reverse Rape AIDS?
Is it hotter when she's passed out, you know, on the couch?
No, only when she's crying.
Okay, there we go.
You know what? This kind of creeped me out, but the other day I was actually just going through my Twitter feed, and somebody posted a photo, and, like, I just click on, when I see photos, I'm like, well, why not? I'm following this person for a reason. What did they have a picture of? And it was a chick completely duct taped from head to toe. Like, there was no skin anywhere. It was just, she was, like, mummified in duct tape. She had duct tape covering her mouth, and, like, it was kind of hot. And, like, I was kind of bummed out. I was like, wow, that's really, really fucking weak. I got, like, some kind of mental issue. If, like, I'm looking at a chick completely duct taped, and I'm like, wow, that's kind of hot. I don't know why it was hot, but it was.
It would only be hot for me if she had one black eye and tears and snot bubbles coming out of her.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And, like, her face is all red.
Yeah. Cause she like she's been trying to get out, like, for at least 30
minutes.
So
that's not fucked up?
No.
Okay.
Now, if she was getting, like, if she was, like, forced to blow a goat or something, then that'd be fucked up.
That'd be pretty fucked up, yeah.
Does someone get, like, are those enthusiasts blowing goats?
I'm sure
they are. Or are those paid actresses blowing goats?
You mean, like, people that are into blowing goats? Or, like, people
like when
who
you
are
find
like,
you know, when there's the video, chick blows goat. And, like,
that depends.
Is that
are
chick?
You paying for it? I mean, if you're paying for it,
so what you're asking is she into blowing
and
goats?
And I haven't actually seen a chick blow a goat. I'm just saying, like, so is that a professional, like, or is
if
that
they're
just
charging
a,
so it's like they're a professional. Somebody in the world wants to see a girl blow a goat, and so I'll be the one to do it because they're paying me to do it? Or are you saying, you know, is she attracted to goats?
Or is she just loves to blow goats and, like, hey, let me go ahead and put my hobby on the internet?
Yeah. That's a good question. Like,
is she fulfilling, right, is she fulfilling a request people want to see goats get blown? Or she just likes to blow goats and she puts them on the internet?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I mean, I wonder if we could almost, like, you know, call these people them? Up. Be like, let me ask you a question. And don't give me the bullshit. Ooh, I love this shit, Anthony. You know, that's bullshit.
Right.
Do you love blowing goats to the point where you just have to blow a goat?
Well, I think the answer to that, you just ask her how much she gets paid to blow the goats.
Yeah.
And if it's like, oh, well, they gave me $40 to blow the goat, then it's like, well, you must love to blow goats.
I mean,
you know?
You know, or she just loves $40.
Well, yeah, but $40. Well,
she could blow a dude for $40.
Right, exactly. So, like, why is she blowing goats?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it would have to be like
if she got right, if she's getting paid like $10,000 to blow a goat, then it's like, well, $10,000. She really liked $10,000. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you'd be like, you know, you say, hey, I'll pay you $50 to have sex with you, or $300 to have sex with you, and then punch you in the face.
Well, it's right. it's like
right. You only take the punch to the face if you enjoy. Right?
Yeah.
He's like, well, you can punch me in the face. You know,
for $300. I mean, it depends on how much she needs the $300. But you know, like, unless she really likes getting punched in the face, in which case she'd be like, no, I'll just take the $50. That's what I'm into.
Right. Like, no,
okay, think
good.
Of it this way.
I refuse to take more
she's like,
for something that I love.
It's like if she loves two dudes at once, it's like it's $50 for the both of you. Unless it's the same time, then it's like $80 total.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a discount because she's like, well, that's kind of what she digs.
Yeah.
You know, it's
yeah.
not so bad. But
you know.
Think of it this way. Every building that there is needs a janitor, needs maintenance. When you're a janitor or a maintenance dude, you can work at a shitty place or you can work at a good place, but either way, you're doing the same amount of work. When you see a janitor, well, oh, why aren't you a janitor at this place? Well, this is the job that came along. For that girl, that was the $40 that came along. It wasn't necessarily a preference. She probably just needed $40.
Do you think it's quicker to blow a person or blow a goat? Like, maybe she makes $40. Maybe she blows the goat because it's more efficient.
She could get more goats in.
Right. She could blow. She can goats. You know, they don't give up. They're not trying to hold
out
and enjoy
the
experience. They're just going
to
bust their nut.
To keep production costs down, you don't have to pay the goat.
Right. The goats. Right.
Exactly. I mean, you just show up and you grab a goat cock and you put it in your mouth. I mean,
maybe she's an entrepreneur.
I'm pretty sure you could grab a dude off the street and say, "Hey,
she's
free blowjobs.
She's cutting costs. She's boosting efficiency. She's got her eye on the bottom line while she blows these goats.
She's got a couple Excel sheets open. She's like, how can we do this more efficiently? I got it.
No, see, she started with dude. She was like, well, I can pick up a guy and blow him, and I can usually blow like two dudes an hour, maybe three if it's busy, but just like with cleanup time and gathering, like
And if she's smaller, she
goats
doesn't
they can
eat.
Line up
that
the goats,
and
I can blow them rapid.
The small talk afterwards. I mean, you just can't be like next. I mean, you gotta be like, you know, so what are you doing the rest of the day? You know, got any dinner plans?
And you gotta like, right? Yeah,
it was great blowing you, and you know,
I bet she would take the little goat semen, like measure out the protein amount. Like, well, if I swallow all this, I don't have to eat dinner.
In the thought process, what happened was she put all her blowing these dudes into her Excel spreadsheet. And
yeah,
like, you know, well, what if I just, okay, if we change the goats, we can just, okay, 0.5. Holy shit, blowing goats is like way more profitable. You know,
yeah,
like
that, and then you're not competing with, like, everyone who blows dudes. I mean, like, if you're the one who blows the goats,
all the goats
chances
are
there may be another goat blower in the world. But, I mean, we're talking, like, one or two.
Right.
I mean, like,
you're talking about, like, big fish in the small pond.
I mean, if you're talking about, you know, chicks who blow guys on the internet, I mean, there's millions.
Right.
But, I mean, how many goat blowers are there?
It's probably hard to come
they would also be
blowing dudes
on. Probably not double digits. I would guess
I'm guessing there.
I think the goat blowing community, because it's not getting blown by goats. I bet, you know, like, or fucking sheep or something. There's probably a lot of more people who fuck sheep than people who, like, blow sheep or blow goats.
Well, that, and there's probably plenty of people who blow sheep and fuck sheep, but how many of them put it on the internet?
Right. Well, I would figure the community for blowing goats is pretty small.
Yeah.
It can't be more than one or two.
But you
forms,
get
really.
All of them. I mean, you get everyone who wants to watch a chick blow a goat.
Well, right. The community may be small. Like, you know, there's only 10 people posting, yeah, I love these goat blow videos. But
yeah,
the video's got 10 million views. Like,
right.
There's more people watching
you
blow goats than,
you know,
commenting on the goat blow video.
The thing is, with the abundance of porn, you watch, you know, people fuck, and then the next time you want to watch people fuck, you watch different people fuck.
Right, you don't go back to the same
But
person.
I mean, like, let's say you jack off 5 days a week.
Conservative.
Okay. 5 days a week, you jack off. There's only 10 goat blowing videos around. So, I mean, you're going to be cycling back and watching those videos.
And
over
that's
and over
assuming you only watch goat blowing videos.
Yeah. No. I mean, you know.
Depending on how into goats.
Yeah, you
want to
throw a dolphin in there or. You know.
Could you blow it? Do dolphins have cocks?
Yeah. They're mammals. They have penises.
Have you ever seen a dolphin cock?
Yeah.
Is it big?
Sometimes the male dolphins fuck the other male dolphins in their blowholes.
Yeah.
As a form of gay sex. And they said that the one getting fucked in the blowhole is submissive. And I was like, well, fucking clearly. If someone is fucking your air hole, you are not in charge of the situation. You know what I'm saying?
You make that noise out.
Right. Maybe that's where they got that from.
Paul, if I stick my penis in your nose, does that make does that make you the dominant
one? Who's on top
there?
That
would be essentially like holding someone's nose and fucking their mouth. I mean, right?
Pretty
because
much.
I mean,
no, they can breathe out of their mouth.
Can they?
Yeah.
Oh.
Have you seen the video of the monkey?
Yeah.
I mean, how would the dolphin get on top of the other dolphin?
Right. They're in the water.
Yeah, they got to be.
He
in
just
the water.
Swims up on top of them and starts.
One might just like it.
I'm not saying they don't like it. I'm just saying, you know.
No, I'm saying one does like it. It's going to hang out.
Have you seen the video?
Now I want to watch gay dolphins fuck. Do you think that you could find that?
You can find anything on the internet.
Yeah. That wouldn't be gay, would it? To watch gay dolphins fuck?
I watched a man.
If it's a Discovery Channel clip, it's totally not.
Okay.
Like, if it's some, like, guy in the background, he's like, you can hear him fucking jerking it while he watches these gay dolphins, then maybe.
I watched a dude like get sat on by an elephant and his head went into the elephant's anus.
Yeah.
That's on the internet. I'm pretty sure gay dolphin sex will be on the internet. There's also Mr. Hands.
Yeah, we've discussed Mr. Hands, I believe.
Mr. Hands died at a horse cock.
Yeah.
There'll be gay dolphins.
Have you seen the video of the monkey who kills a frog
and
by face fucking
it? Fucks his mouth.
Well, he doesn't kill it. I mean, it's alive until he starts fucking its face, but a frog is not a big animal, so like he's going from throat to anus on this frog. Just destroying gut.
Yeah.
And he has to pry the mouth open, and he's... it gets kind of on top of it and starts to fucking get at it.
It's a monkey fleshlight.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I want to get a monkey and a whole bunch of frogs and just let them go to town on them, and then serve them to, you know, like orphans or something.
Just to remind me of that Van Wilder scene where they, like, jerk off the dog into the little things. You could, like, sell these cream-filled frogs. Sounds like a daycare business.
You
could
sell that as the desserts at our sandwich buffet.
You know, Hokkaido has frog legs. You think they would take stuffed frog legs?
Stuffed?
Yeah.
They were literally stuffed.
See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Congratulations, you listened to the whole fucking thing. You've survived. Now, you can go to wfodicks.podbean.com, check us out there, or if you liked us and or hated us and or fuck yourself, you can go to wfodicks@live.com and send us a goddamn message. You can also message us in your own goddamn sweet fucking dick-sucking lips at 314-266-WFOD or 314-266-9363. You can give us a shout-out, or you can tell us how much I fucked your mother. And you can also go to twitter.com/WFODicks, and you can do that goddamn incomprehensible fucking Twitter language that I fucking hate, you little goddamn faggots. Send it!